Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts right here in South Central Alaska. Today we have friends coming down here from Wasilla, from Valley Performing Arts, two actors and a director and two people. We'll talk about that in a moment. Coming down to talk about Valley Performing Arts production of Lend Me a Tenor, the classic farce written by Ken Ludwig. Always a popular favorite among theaters. It's a knockdown, door slamming, all kinds of things, running around type of farce. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Opens tonight and runs through March the 5th up at Valley Performing Arts. My guests are Todd Brosty, a frequent visitor to Stage Talk. Welcome again, Todd.
Thank you very much.
Todd's playing one of the actors, and one of the characters in the show is Saunders. We'll talk about that in a moment. Then we have two guests in one. We have Kelly Lee Williams, and most people in the Anchorage area know Kelly Lee as a comic actor, a comedian, a professional comedian, an MC. He's now taken on both roles as an actor in the show, as Tito El Stupendo Morelli, an opera singer, and also the role of the director of the show. Welcome to the show, Kelly Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. I appreciate you having me on. It's a very big pleasure to be on.
So I have to ask you, so Kelly Lee plays an Italian opera singer.
Yes.
Now, do you use that voice when you're directing or just as the actor?
Oh, no. When I'm directing, I do not use that voice. Only when I'm acting, because I had to separate the two, since it was my first time directing a show. Of any kind. I mean, I started an improv group. That's not really directing. It's kind of collaborating. This is people listening to you and asking you what they want. Where do I stand? Where do you want me to sit? How do you want me to say this line? These things. And I actually have to come up with the ideas. But I've always had these kind of ideas since I've been in this business for about 16 years. I've always wanted to direct. I feel like I've always had the wherewithal to do so because I pay attention, and I pay attention to others as well. And I couldn't have picked a better cast to do it with the first time. This Lend Me a Tenor cast is an unbelievable dream team of professional actors and actresses. These people are awesome, man. I can't wait to see for you to see these people.
And Todd's head is suddenly about five times bigger.
Hey, professional? What professional?
It should be, because I am so tickled about the way these guys grew together, and looking at them grow in their roles and them watching me grow in my role, because this I've never done before. And I took on the role of the tenor because I saw the play, and giving me, a black man, the direct Lend Me a Tenor that uses blackface historically, there was something there.
Before we get into that, let's give the audience an idea. Let them catch up a bit here. Todd, for any farce, you have to have the setup, because then things go wrong.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
So what's the setup for this show?
Basically, it's set in Cleveland. You have the Grand Opera Company. We're bringing in Il Stupendo. He's going to sing. It's the first time he's ever been. It's his American debut.
And he's singing Otello.
Otello. And when he arrives with his wife. There's some tension there, and trying to get him ready, that we end up unfortunately putting him comatose, and we think he's dead. And literally, we have my assistant. We concoct this plan. We'll let him do it. He can do it. We'll dress him up, and he can sing it. And that's where we basically kind of start. Things start to go horribly wrong at that point, because the original Morelli wakes up, goes out in costume, and then now there's two of them.
And you have this classic situation, like Shakespeare we talked about before, where you have two characters dressed in the same costume, looking similar.
Right.
And the audience has to buy, and they do, the fact that the characters think these two people are the same person.
Right.
Now, Kelly, just get back to you're talking about the fact that Otello is the Moor from Shakespeare.
Yes.
African character. You are an African-American performer.
I am?
Us about, there's been somewhat of a mild controversy about the fact that normally this play is done with two white actors playing blackface. How are you doing it?
Well, it wasn't just a mild controversy, Stephen. It was an affront to the black people back in that day, because they did blackface because they didn't want black actors actually doing these roles. They did it because they didn't want to work with the brothers and sisters. Let's be real about it. What I did when I saw this, I almost said no, man. I almost said, come on, are you kidding me? But then it was a divine intervention. it wasn't about, I thought about it, I looked at the characters and what could we do with this? Then I thought it wasn't about the person, because in these shows, yes, there are blackface, but there are also different body types of people. I mean, there were obviously different people, but it wasn't about the person. It was about the persona. It was about Tito Morelli. It was about the person, the Italian tenor, the man who, the powerful voice and all that. And if it was disguised in another way other than blackface, why wouldn't we have the same effect? And I thought that if I could get somebody that was even close enough to my skin. I mean, Matt Furman, who I got for Max, he's not Lily White. Let's put it bluntly. He's not. I mean, he's got that tough redneck meat, that face. I'm from Tennessee, and I've been doing corn, and I got this nice little redneck.
I can't wait to tell him this.
Well, he can hear it. But it was close enough that we didn't have to do makeup. We tried makeup. But then we thought, no, the makeup doesn't work, because the makeup, it was spotty and it was done. No, we went with a mask, a Zorro mask, a mask that covers not just the eyes, but the entire head and your ears. Pretty much all you see is the beard. We both grew beards. We both grew goatees. I grew this goatee for the role. I've never had a beard like this in my life until I played Tito Morelli.
And I've noticed the promo photograph has the two of you standing next to each other, and you do have the beards. That does give that connection. For those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Valley Performing Arts production of Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor, opening tonight, running through March the 5th. My guests are Todd Brosti, playing the part of Saunders, and Kelly Lee Williams, playing the part of Tito, the famous Italian opera star and director. So let's get back again to what we're talking about this show. Now, Kelly, you talked about being the first time you've directed a show. Farce is probably the most difficult type of play to direct. Do you know that?
No. Actually, no, I did not know that farce was the most difficult type of play, because Todd Brosti, Greta Copperwood, Matt Furman, Tina Lloyd, Isaac Holt, Tori Hicks, and Aubrey Byrne, these seven people made it unbelievably easy for me to do this, because I feel like they were eager for something different, and they knew that I was going to bring something other than what they were used to. And I felt that every single time I talked to every one of them, they didn't know how to deal with me. They didn't know, it was like, is this guy real? Is this how he acts all the time, or is he going to just blow up every once in a while and blow up all of a sudden and become that dead diva director, like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this. And I never did that. Because I didn't have to.
Todd?
It's also been nice that, I mean, Matt and Greta and myself, actually, we've actually been in a previous farce together. So it was one of those things. We already had a bit of, you know, we've worked with one another. So it made it very easy to step into a farce and kind of just go with it and you know, be what he needed, you know, when he actually asked for it.
Well, that's interesting, because when you're doing farce, there's so much physicality to it. You really have to know the other person and what they're going to be doing, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that's what I took into account when I did the casting. The casting was, it was unbelievably easy. The people that came in this casting, they all knew what they were doing. I really had a hard time picking between roles. I just happened to pick the best of the crop that I had. And thinking coming into Ocilla from Chicago, big old, you know, lots of people, great talent, going into a small town area, didn't think, you know, how much talent could there be? Turns out, there's a whole lot of talent in Wasilla.
And Todd, you're saying you're having a blast with the show, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. This is so much fun. The character that I play literally is I get to go from the very, very, you know, calm, controlling, you know, I'm a manager. This is all my world. And when my world absolutely comes apart, I literally get to spiral into insanity. And it's such a lot of fun to do.
You're the company director.
Yes.
And so everything depends upon this performance for you.
Yes.
So the stakes are pretty high.
Yes, we have a moment where I'm literally begging my assistant. It's like, you have to help me, you know.
And that's so, what's so fun about farce, because it goes from the normal to something weird happens and just takes these characters.
Oh, yeah.
And shows who they really are, right?
And you made a comment about I was supposed to farce is supposed to be hard, and you know, the physicality of all. with improv, there's nothing but physicality. And with the people that I have at Chocolate Renaissance Theater, we have everything we do is physical. What are you doing? Everything we do is physical. And this, I translated it to them. I actually did a couple of improv games with the cast before we started, and they were really, you know, they were really receptive to that. And after that, people kind of loosened up and looked at each other in a different way, and the teamwork, it kind of meshed really quickly. More normal than most, because you guys had a connection right off with the things that we did improv, and it just went from there. And I'm not gonna toot my own horn, because without these guys I wouldn't have done anything. But we were 2 days ahead of schedule. We were ready Monday. We could have opened Monday, but the fact that we had 3 more days to tighten up, I am really happy about it. Yes, Todd. Yes,
I am saying that.
I am saying it. I'm a saying. That's how good I think we are. I think we are the best. We are good. We sing a good. We act a good. Max, me, and all the people in the Lend Me a Tenor. We are fantastical.
Calm down now, Kelly.
No, I can't calm down. I'm excited.
That brings up the one question about this play that's always asked about, because you do actually have to sing, don't you?
Or
Max sings as well. Does it, you do a duet?
We take care of that. We take care of that. We take a creative excuse. I'm actually a singer too, Stephen. I've won 2 tickets home because I sang great. But Max, he's okay. But we took care of it, and we worked around it. It was mostly about, like I said, the personas, and the idea of being able to sing. And we took all that into account, and we made this even more farcical than what it usually is.
The tech crew helps out a lot when it comes to the singing.
Love you, tech crew. These guys, Peter and Shay, our tech crew, are amazing crew. And I must say, not only was the director the first time, it was the first time stage manager as well. Her name is Shay Denton, and she never did anything stage managing before because I couldn't find anybody. Everybody was busy. It was a lot of people with other productions as well. But she had time, and I worked with her in Rage City Roller Girls. She was an announcer. I knew she had a good head on her shoulders, so I gave it to her, and she ran with it. And with the help of the cast helped her through too. They gave her all the pointers she needed to make this a successful stage management. And everything came together, meshed together, and it's a beautiful thing to watch and to be a part of.
Well, they often say stage management is like herding cats, and for a show like this, I'm sure she's doing a terrific job.
Indeed. Oh, there's a lot of cats. Oh, yeah.
The show we're talking about is Lend Me a Tenor, opening tonight at Valley Performing Arts, running through March the 5th. Running Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And my guests today have been Todd Brosty. Always glad to have you here on the show.
Thank you very much.
And Kelly Lee Williams, with 2 personalities showing up today, director and actor.
Only 2 today, just 2.
Thanks a lot for being on the show. And a break a leg tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank everybody. And Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla, thank you for having this trust in me to let me direct and be a part of this awesome production. And I'm glad to have met these people. And my life is richer because of it. And I expect my check from every one of those cast members.
Kelly Lee, we have to stop now. Sorry. This is Steve Hunt for Stage Talk and KSKA. See you next week.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.